show. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll start things out by going right to your phone calls. And then we'll get to a smoking ban issue because it's coming up this time in St. Louis. But first, we go to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello, Steve. Steve? Do we have Steve? Am I missing Steve? Is Steve gone? Steve is gone. Let's try instead Dan, another Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
This is the night of the living Dans, isn't it?
It apparently is. What's on your mind tonight?
I'll take your word for it that you're living.
Well, I called last night about a friend of mine who was given an $11,000 ticket for driving a 18-wheeler over limit or on a road that had a 2-ton limit that was
right.
That was not posted well. He had his court appearance today, or his appearance before the magistrate, and he's not exactly a principled liberty guy. I mean, we talk a little about it, and he seems to be basically on board, but doesn't care about it enough to actually make a stand. And who can blame him? We're in Western Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
Where the cops routinely kick out people's taillights and then fine them for it.
Lovely.
Well, not routinely, but it's happened. Anyway, he pled guilty, and the judge, out of the, I'm sure, the pure kindness of his heart, reduced the fine to $1,000.
I still, I mean, look, I don't know how much truckers make for a living, professional drivers. I don't know how much the average over-the-road, across-the-country driver makes. I know it's probably a little more than working at McDonald's. I think they do okay.
I suspect $11,000 is a good percentage of their income, somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 20%.
Maybe more than that. I don't know. But still, $1,000 isn't something that most people can swing. A lot of people are working paycheck to paycheck. Can he even afford $1,000?
Well, I know this guy, like I said last night, he's a new father, and he works for a hardware store doing deliveries, so it's not like he's actually doing cross-country or, you know, national deliveries or anything like that. So he's only making, I think, something like 35 a year. Mm-hmm. His wife's teaching. It's not a very good you know, very high-paying job.
So basically, he gets to choose to between paying $1,000 or probably having his CDLs, commercial driver's license, revoked.
Yeah, and it turns out the court said that they would help to ensure that the company for whom he works would pay his fine. But, of course, there's a chance that he will be fired. Because apparently they have a very, very low tolerance policy for
sure,
this sort of thing.
Sure, there certainly is that chance. And either way, if the company pays that fine, it's still money that they're going to have to make up somewhere else in maybe raising prices for customers or whatever. I mean, who knows where they'll get that back. But that money's got to come from somewhere, and it's coming from their consumers ultimately, unless they take it out of the paycheck of the guy. You know, unless they just decide to lower his salary and concomitant with whatever the fees have been or the fines have been. So it's just awful. It's just terrible that this is what's going on. He never harmed anybody. No road was damaged by his action. I understand that they build roads. I guess the excuse as far as you can't take that truck on this road is, well, it's too heavy for the road. The road's only built to handle so much weight. But he was on it, and it seems like the appropriate thing to do would be, if there was some damage done, maybe bring that up as an issue. But having him turn around and just go back out a different direction would have been, I think, a fine resolution to the situation. Hey, you made a mistake. This, you're not supposed to be on this road. Now turn around.
Well, the damage may not be visible right away, but he was detoured off of the main road, correct, because it was under construction?
Well, the road, or the main road that will go to the neighborhood that he was delivering to, does not exist yet.
Right, so this is the only way in. This was the only way in, and he had a delivery to make, and, right?
Well, it turns out that there was a second road in, which has a 3-ton limit, which is still half the weight of his truck. Huh. And it turns out that the cop who gave him the ticket told him to go that way. And it wasn't in his jurisdiction. So if he had gone that way, he could have gone another, got another ticket too.
Well,
so wouldn't that been great?
Turf war between the two competing gangs.
Yeah, basically. But it's just.
It's amazing anything gets done. The marketplace is so amazing that it is so wonderfully able to jump through so many of these governmental hoops that are put up. It's amazing anything gets taken care of out there with all of these absurd restrictions and regulations and rules to follow. I mean, how is he supposed to get his delivery to that house? If he's driving an 18-wheeler with a pallet full of whatever it is on it, that obviously you need an 18-wheeler to deliver certain very large orders.
Yeah.
And I've had a Home Depot truck out in front of my house in Florida with a bunch of stuff on the back of it. They had to get a little forklift off the back and then go and take the stuff off the pallet off and then move it on. I mean, that's a big process, and you need to have a big truck for it. So how are you supposed to get into those neighborhoods? How are you supposed to do that? It's just absurd. Do you just pay the $1,000 so you can go and make the delivery? Is that the idea? I mean, he still had to turn around, right? Was he even able to bring the stuff to the client?
Well, he ended up, since he was already all the way on the road, it was after he got the ticket, he was going to back off. But it turns out there was a school behind him, and the kids were getting let out. Or not the kids were getting let out. It's not time for the kids to be getting let out, but there was a meeting or something. So he was he didn't want to back into it. And so he just ended up making the delivery, figured, you know, what the heck, I already got the ticket.
Gosh, that's crazy. Thanks for the update on that, Dan. Anything else?
Well, yeah, just to say, it looks like what they did was they set the fine at an absurdly high rate. And the cop, like I said, that the cop said it has to be a address on that street to count as a local delivery. It turns out that's not even true. So he may not even have been breaking the law. He might have been within the limits of the law as far as what he did there.
But he pled guilty anyway.
Because they lied to him, and they gave him a fine that was just frighteningly high.
Right.
Because
typical.
Obviously they wanted him to plead guilty. And
no, it's because if they screw up and they fine somebody the wrong amount or charge them with the wrong offense, There are absolutely no consequences. There is no retaliation that comes back on these guys. They're free to go out and do the exact same thing the next day with another 18-wheeler that goes down the street for the exact same reason.
They're encouraged to lie.
Nothing happens.
They're told to lie in the process of interrogating people. I mean, this is part of their training, is to tell lies. And I think that a lot of the lies they tell is just because they don't know, and they just, they know they can get away with making stuff up. But that's what's going on here, and it's happened again. And you're right, he was so scared he decided to plead guilty, because if he hadn't pled guilty, then maybe they would have stuck him with the whole $11,000. That's what the system's all about. It's about scaring you into compliance, and as long as everybody keeps complying, they keep winning. The day that people decide to say no is the day they lose their power.
And by reducing this from $11,000 to $1,000, the guy's thinking, oh, wow, I got lucky on this one. Boy, these government guys, they're okay because they only took $1,000 from me, not the original $11,000. And that's the way the laws are used. There are so many laws out there that, police can just make up a reason to arrest just about anybody these days.
Yep.
They can bring them in on whatever charges, assess whatever fines, and then, the prosecutor gets to come in and start making his deals. And, if you'll just plead guilty to this one right here and pay this much money to our gang, then, we'll let you off on the other ones. Don't you want to do that? Isn't that better than taking these all to court and fighting them? A lawyer is going to cost $10,000, $20,000 to fight these charges.
I can't afford a lawyer. But we have seen people start to say no up here in New Hampshire. A lot of the free staters that have come here specifically to the Keene area, though it has begun popping up elsewhere in the state, have been saying no to paying fines, have been saying no to obeying these nonsensical diktats that the government hands down. And we've had some success with it, and some of them have resulted in people going to jail. So, it's kind of a crapshoot as to what's going to happen if you do non-cooperation and you engage in the process of telling them that you will not consent to this, that you will not go along with their demands, that you will not pay them what they're wanting, and you will not jump through their hoops. It's very costly for them, because then they have to pay to put you in a jail cell if that's what they decide they want to do. And the more people that we can get together in the same place to start doing this stuff more often, the better off I think we'll all be. Because if they know they can't push people around anymore, they'll stop pushing. Hopefully. More on the way. Thanks for the call, Dan. 800-259-9231. Because eventually, if there are enough people non-cooperating, they won't be able to afford to incarcerate them all, even in their brand new jail. It's Free Talk Live.
Reading Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. You use code FTL to save $10 off of your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right, our toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We're going to go into the email box, though, at this point. Jake has written in, and he says, Ian, I ventured into the lion's den last night when I spoke at the St. Louis County Council meeting on a proposed smoking ban. Below is my account of what happened. Also of note, my fiancé called me at lunch, and the first thing she said was, we're moving to New Hampshire. She was getting into the smoking ban discussion with her coworkers and was getting frustrated. Maybe someday soon you'll have two new free staters. I can't think of a better place to live or to be than Keene. Oh, there's some pretty nice places around New Hampshire, and you might want to go check them out. But
and all of them have the smoking ban in their restaurants.
That is what I wanted to preface this with, is that you will be moving from somewhere that, well, they're probably going to get it soon in St. Louis.
They're going to get it soon everywhere.
Right. But it's already here, and that, unfortunately, was something that went down, what, about 2 years ago at
2006?
This point? Yeah, 2 or 3 years ago.
Just weren't enough free staters here to make a dent in something like that.
And how easy will it be to undo those that damage through the political system? I don't know. But I can tell you that, I mean, we were just talking about non-cooperation. Some of the last people that you'll ever see non-cooperate are business owners, simply because they've got a huge investment on the line. And for them, it's not just time in jail. It's losing their business. It's not being able to operate their
livelihood.
Yeah, it's something that they've decided to dedicate their lives to. And so I understand why they're reticent, to put it nicely, I guess, toward the idea of non-cooperating. However, I would say that if it's to the point where your business is actually being threatened with being put out of business by some new government law, at that point you got nothing to lose, and I would like to see more businesses to put it on the line at that point. There have been a few examples, like the gentleman down in West Virginia in the Charleston area, Kerry Paco Ellison from the Black Hawk Saloon, who actually did decide to put it on the line. He did say, this smoking ban isn't going to apply to my bar. You can come in here and smoke, and I'm not going to do anything about it. And we had him on the show, and that's the kind of stuff I like highlighting on this program, are people that are willing to take some risk in order to achieve liberty, because if you don't take risk, then how can you expect to get any significant reward? Well, that aside, let's talk about what Jake did last night. Here's his recounting of his visit to the St. Louis County Council. He says, last night I went to show my opposition to the proposed smoking ban bill for restaurants that was being voted on by the council members. This was my first visit to a county council meeting, and my perception of the council members' competence was confirmed. So this is a great look into the workings of the political system here. The evening events got started when I received an email from Campaign for Liberty. So I called one of the organizers, whose name was listed at the bottom. I pretty much already decided I was going to attend the council meeting, but I wanted to get a quick preview of what tends to go on at these things since I'd never been. The organizer gave me a quick preview and also encouraged me to call my councilwoman, which I did and left a message with her assistant urging her to vote against the smoking ban. I'd like to point out that at the very least, as problematic as the political system is, here in New Hampshire, at least you can talk to these people, the councils. I mean, he called and talked to an assistant. These folks don't have assistants here in New Hampshire. When you call, you're calling their home number. They don't have an office that they can go to in the city building, as I understand it. And I think the city manager and the city bureaucrats have offices, but the actual council members don't.
Right. When they tell you to go to take a flying leap, it's them telling you to go take a flying leap.
So he says here he left a message urging her to vote against the smoking ban. He says, note, I don't normally condone begging the slave masters to decrease the whippings, but I decided this was something I was going to try. It never hurts, right? Point of information, last night's bill was to decide whether or not the smoking ban initiative would be put on the November ballot for the voters to decide. There were also two substitute bills to the original bill, which included different exemptions, including casinos, bars, etc. To be honest, I didn't read or care who was exempted from the ban. The whole thing is garbage. When my fiancé and I got down to the county government center in Clayton, there was a fairly large group of people holding signs that read, "Honk if you want a smoke-free STL." I didn't see any signs that read, "Honk if you respect private property rights." Several hundred people were crammed into the council room, and about 70 of us got up and spoke before the council. Although a two-minute limit for speeches was implemented, numerous people went over. There was a large group of banned supporters who, of course, demonstrated the health concerns of smoking, breathing secondhand smoke, etc. Doctors, nurses, and members of various health groups peppered the lineup. There were several that really pulled at your heartstrings about how this would affect their children. And there was a very emotional lung cancer survivor who was literally throwing herself around uncontrollably at the podium. She said she wanted this bill to pass so bad that she could just pass out. About half the crowd was rooting for the latter. On the other side of the debate, there were numerous bar owners speaking out against the ban and discussed how it would affect their business and how jobs would be lost. In a way, I think it's a good strategy because that's really the only angle that has a chance at convincing these bureaucrats, since they don't want to be the politician at the helm at the time jobs are lost and tax revenue also lost. Lord knows that the principled stance, trying to convince them that it's just flat out wrong to tell a person what he or she can do on their own property, will never work with the politicians because pandering, not principle, is what gets a politician reelected.
Right, and the children aspect when it comes to bars.
Well, they're trying to exempt the bars, see. It's just the restaurants. The bar owners want to get exempted. The casinos want to get exempted. They just want the restaurants to be the smoke-free zones. On the other side of the, he says, I do, however, have a big problem with these restaurant owners that showed up and gave the following remarks. And that is, I would support a ban if you would just remove the exemptions for the casinos. Yeah, level the playing field. I support banning things just as long as it's banned from everybody. Or, I would support a ban if you would make it statewide because I lose business to the neighboring county where there isn't a smoking ban.
These are all legitimate, things. I mean, if you're in a casino, you don't want your customers going outside, and or if you own the casino, you don't want people going outside to smoke. If you have a bar that's in, you know, near the county line, and the next county over allows smoking in their restaurants or bars, and you can't,
they're legitimate points, but they all support banning.
These aren't legitimate points. This is slave on slave violence.
This is
the people who I'm enslaved and I have to follow all of these rules, so you should too.
And that's one of the biggest, I think, mentalities that we see in this country today is the idea that, well, I've already had to jump through these hoops, and now these new guys are coming in, and they're not jumping through those hoops, so we need them to jump through those hoops, whether it's in the business world or immigration or whatever the governmental regulation that we're talking about is. The people that have already been abused want to pass that abuse on to other people. It's sick. It's sick. The correct, well, I think.
It's all that they've known. I mean, they grew up thinking that this is the way it is, that, you know, government is here to help you, and we need to follow our government, and if you don't like something, right, then contact your representative, and all of that nonsense is just fed into people, and it's all that they know.
And they realize that there's violence there. They realize they're being coerced. It's just that they'll feel better about the coercion if they know that everyone else had to do it, too.
Yep.
It's so unhealthy.
That makes it fair.
No, it's so unhealthy and so sick. I think the healthy viewpoint is to support freedom and to encourage and applaud anybody who has the courage to say no to the system and to stand up for freedom similarly. Because you can bring up anything, by the way. 800-259-9231. There's more to his story about the visit to the city council in moments.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from
TJ in Minnesota. He writes, "This stuff really works." No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Hey, and Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So one of our listeners has, decided to go and test the waters of the political system where he lives in the St. Louis area, where the St. Louis County Council was looking at banning smoking from restaurants and bars and casinos. They were hearing that particular issue, and so he went down for the very first time to get involved, which is what people say to do. Oh, if you don't like it, then you need to work within the system to change it. And I'm not saying the system can't be changed, just that it's not designed to change in a pro-freedom direction. All of the evidence is to the contrary. All of the evidence is to show that the system is designed by status, for status, people that want to increase the size and scope and intrusiveness of the government at all levels. So let's continue with his experience here from his email. He says that he heard some of these business owners get up and complain that they would support the ban on smoking in their own establishment if they would just make it so that everybody would be forced to obey. If so, all bars and all restaurants and all casinos and statewide, if everybody was forced and coerced into to not allowing smoking on their property, then they'd be okay with it. Then that's fine. And, of course, we touched on the how this is an aspect that's commonly found amongst the American people. If you talk about tax protesters, for instance, tax freedom advocates, there's a lot of animosity amongst some Americans out there toward people that don't pay federal income taxes because, well, they feel like they're getting away with something.
They're not paying their fair share.
They feel that it's very unfair that they have to pay and these other people aren't. Well, the correct, I think, healthy viewpoint is to say that you're proud of those folks for being able to take that step, being having the courage to put it on the line like that, and that you envy them and that you wish that you could do that as well. But
I'm
don't
sure the
deride them.
I'm sure the slaves during the time of chattel slavery here in the United States, some of them would say, you know, you haven't stepped up and taken your lashes like I did.
Mm-hmm.
You should go up and take your lashes like me. But isn't that really a crappy attitude?
It is.
Oh, no. It went further than that. You know, if they ran away, the some of the slaves would see that
snitch.
As stealing from master.
Sure.
Yeah, well, then they might get punished, too. I mean, if one person,
right.
It's kind of the thing with the like government schools, if one person in class does something and they don't cop to it, then they punish the whole class. And it's just awful. Well, anyway, he continues his email. He says, it's not principled at all, these people. This partially makes me wonder why the hell I would take an entire evening to go down and support the position of the restaurant owners when even they are solely concerned with their bottom line and the lack of the lack the principle that only a few of us have. And there was another group down there that I have little tolerance of, the casino members. There was a large number of people from Harrah's, including the guy sitting next to me, and that, from what I could tell, came down to either A, oppose the ban, or B, support a ban with a casino exemption. Actually, I'm quite sure it was for B. What does this make them? It makes them the same type of pigs that huddle around the government trough trying to get the bureaucrats to effect change that's beneficial for them. One of the ladies who spoke in favor of the ban mentioned the council should be aware that Harrah's paid its employees to attend the meeting wearing their Harrah's shirts. I turned to the guy next to me and asked if this was true, and he just shrugged without giving me a real answer. I think I got my answer.
Well, the state sure paid its employees to come and show
sure
up and
did.
Wear their little uniforms, so I don't see any problem with that at all.
There were also several people who got up and spoke in favor of putting it to the popular vote. Now, they were obviously in favor of the ban, but they were disguising their position with the cloak of democracy. And in America, who isn't going to support the American religion of democracy, the cure for all ailments? What if I tried to introduce a bill that would put the legality of murder on the ballot for the public vote? Do you think these same fans of democracy would support me? Democracy is simply two wolves and a sheep voting on who's going to be dinner. After all the speeches were given, Councilman O'Mara gave a very candid speech to the council members in the congregation where he stated that he didn't even know what was in this bill because they were just handed a copy of the finalized revision that day. So if you thought that this whole they don't read the bills thing happens only at the federal level, it happens in the local level, too. He says that so he admitted that the bill was proposed purely out of political reasons and proposed tabling the vote and sending it to the Health and Justice Council so they could work out some details and find more compromise. Then Chairwoman Irby got a chance to speak where she stated that she supported the ban but was also unsure of what the bill contained. Another councilwoman had to ask the bill's sponsor a question about who was exempted. These elected officials, he says, are voting on a measure when they have no idea what's even in it. Now, one of their proposals to table the bill was voted down 4-3. The main bill was then voted on, where I believe was actually voted down 4-3. One of the other councilmen voted no, but only so he could vote yes on the substitute bill, which included the casino exemption. This one passed 4-3. I saw in the news later that the ward Stenger represents just got a new casino. I guess that answers that question. He has to take care of the ones that take care of him. In conclusion, the bill passed, which means it'll be likely on the November ballot for the public to vote on. I was disappointed for a little while, but that quickly subsided because this is what I've come to expect. The people will not be happy until they're completely eating out of the government's hand and must ask permission to do anything. It would be somewhat comical if it weren't so tragic and didn't affect so many people's lives who want nothing to do with this band of thieves and thugs. And then he gives his little speech, because they give you the two-minute segment that you can do your speechifying. Actually, they don't do that here in Keene, New Hampshire. They don't have the public speaking options usually at the city council meetings.
Sometimes.
But they do have them at the committee meetings. So it'll be interesting when more political activists actually move here to the Keene area. I know some of them have been talking about it. And I know that even though there's been some appearances by the activists at the city council meetings, there hasn't been a whole lot. And I think that it really makes them uncomfortable when our people are there, because it completely changes the tone of things, especially when they do allow public comment. Anyway, he says, first, let me start by saying I'm a non-smoker. This is what he read to them. I don't own a restaurant or bar, and I have no personal or explicit financial interest in whether or not people are allowed to smoke in bars or restaurants. I'm not going to tell you that there aren't health implications for those who smoke, and I'm not going to tell you that there aren't health implications for those who breathe secondhand smoke. To me, this has nothing to do with health and everything to do with personal property rights. When people come to my home, they have to abide by the rules that I set up. If I say there are no shoes to be worn on my new floors, then check them at the door or leave. If a business owner sets up rules in his or her establishment, those rules are to be respected. What gives 4 out of 7 people the right to infringe upon the rights of others? And then he included the Martin Niemöller quote, the famous quote from the 1940s during World War II, where he said, "First they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist." I think it was communist. Wasn't it originally communist? Anyway, then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Business owners and smokers are the persecuted group today, and I'm here to speak out for them. And Jake, for what it's worth, I thank you for doing that. I thank you for putting some sense into a insane discussion. I don't know if it's going to change anything. Who knows how people will end up voting on this when the time comes. I remember down in Florida, wasn't it 7 out of 70% that voted for the smoking ban down there, Mark?
It seems like it. It wasn't very close. I thought it was 60%. I thought 70% was for the choo-choo train.
This is the oldest issue on this show, actually. It was the issue that we talked about the first night Free Talk Live was ever on the air, and boy, has it spread since then. I mean, that was back in 2002. Florida was one of the first states to do a statewide smoking ban. And I think for Florida, it was all businesses, was it not? Wasn't it all businesses?
They've exempted certain types of bars.
I see.
Cigar bars.
Casinos.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never been to a casino in Florida.
Well, really, isn't this just the most typical story? It really shows that the people who have sway in the political system aren't people that are making sense, aren't people that are talking about logic, but people that have money in their pockets. I mean, it's a foregone conclusion, it seems, at this point, that smoking will be banned from restaurants, presuming the voters vote for it. But the casinos are in there throwing their money around to make sure they're not included. And it's just so corrupt through and through. How anybody can expect to make a significant dent without significant support behind them, I don't know.
Yeah, and say your business is one of the ones that is banned. Well, look, that's just an incentive for you to go and spend money lobbying with these political people to get an exemption for your business.
If you're lucky, and it's just groveling, maybe they won't give you an exemption. Maybe you'll spend all that money and get nothing out of it. More on the way. You take control. Bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, get a whole list of things that you can do to help get the show into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI is the number one sponsor on this program, and they have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, and they record every call, so they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of the banner column. That's freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Dennis is in New Hampshire on the amp line. Hey, Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to thank you guys for reading this guy's story. It's really good, I think, for people to hear and really understand how hopeless and futile whatever their political aspirations are, wherever they are.
I've got to agree. You know, I hate to keep on saying the same thing over and over again, but if you hope to see any kind of progress from a political angle in whatever state you're in, I'm sorry, but it just seems to me to be just a pipe dream.
Well, as we pointed out before on this program, when the government is looking to do something, whether it's a proposal to eliminate a government program or a proposal to create a government program, the proposal to create the government program, in this case a smoking ban, is always supported vehemently by those who support the new program and very rarely opposed by anybody who would, if you asked them, be opposed to the idea, with the exception of people with significant financial interest in play. So if you looked at that meeting last night, my question would be how many of the people were in that audience that were like Jake that were just interested in freedom? How many of the opposition to the smoking ban were not the restaurateurs or the casino operators,
right,
or the bar owners?
A minority, a very small minority. Most laws affect a very small minority of people. And in order to get those people out, you know, a lot of people want to control small minorities of people because it's, you know, it's in their best interest.
I don't think it's that the people there were not interested in freedom. I think that they don't understand freedom because they've been taught through the government schools that, you know, the government controlling things is a good thing. And, you know, they don't understand it. And once they do, once they realize all of the implications that come into play, I think they would have a different perspective.
Well, you know, I think Ian's point here is really the coherent or the cogent one, although unintentionally. It doesn't matter how many people in the audience think what. What matters is the small and simple majority of the people who are going to vote on that specific topic, in this case, the city council. That's it. It doesn't matter if, you know, like we know from the bailout issue, it doesn't matter how many of us call or protest or hold signs or burn bras at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
What the police are going to enforce is what, if there's five city councilors, what three city councilors vote. That's it. You need those three people. That's all you need. Yep. And, you know, I want to point out the simple mathematics here and the astounding thing to me about the Free State Project. In the town I live in, one of my town selectmen, you know, the equivalent of the city council, is a Free Stater. And there's another two people on the city, you know, on the city council, if you will, on the board of selectmen, who are, okay, they're not as far gone as the Free Staters are, but they're definitely going to be on the very small government side, you know, 90% of the time. So the way I figure it, two or three more people in this community that actually want to be on the city council, and that thing's wrapped up. We can move on to the next thing.
But, Dennis, how would you respond to, you know, when I look at this, I see it as just one minute little thing that the city council is doing here. And, you know, if you were to go after all of the issues with a pro-liberty viewpoint, you're talking lots of people dedicating a lot of time.
It seems like a never-ending... The first part of my statement, Sam, it doesn't matter what all these people think. What matters is what the members of the city council vote. And that's what I'm talking about.
But it doesn't, Dennis, it doesn't do anything to change people's understanding of why it's not necessary, of why it's a really bad idea to have government go in and regulate things like smoking.
Well, two responses to that. Number one, we know, say, for example, from the campaigns of Harry Brown or of Ron Paul, that in fact, you know, a political campaign or a political person who gets a lot of press talking about something, their opinion, you know, gets disseminated by the news.
Yes.
But secondly, and more importantly, the votes of those people immediately affect the people who have the guns and enforce the laws. It's an immediate effect.
That's true. But, Dennis, if we look at Alaska, I mean, how many times have the people there said we need legalized cannabis growing in their house or possessing 4 ounces? I forget
my point
what it
again,
is.
Sam.
And it well, hold on. But the government
care
keeps
about popular ballot initiatives among the entire population.
And
that
what
are
happens
against the legislators?
No, I believe it was legislative. Wait a minute.
Dennis, hold on.
Dennis, wasn't it legislative in Alaska? I believe it was a legislative thing that went through.
But it just, my point is it shows.
It's a ballot initiative.
It goes back and forth, back and forth. The people are still.
The reason it goes back and forth is it's a ballot initiative.
Dennis. I don't think you're hearing what I'm saying. The reason it goes back and forth is because people don't understand why it's a bad idea to have government regulating smoking, whether it's tobacco or cannabis. Of course it does, because that's why government exists.
Go with the legislators, period. You get a majority of the legislators, you win. You win every
year. And the legislators and the guys with guns exist because people believe it's necessary. That's why.
Whatever. So at the end of the day, you enforce what the legislators vote on, and that happens every day. It just happens to be the case, and this is where, you know, you're correct. The zeitgeist of our time, the zeitgeist of the last at least 100 years has been more government solves all problems, and force and violence is necessary through government. And yes, it is fantastic that we are working that angle and trying to get people to understand that.
Yep.
But it seems to me the most immediate changes happen if you get a simple majority of legislators and boom, all of those, yes, now we can still work on the people and help them understand why it was a bad thing that, you know, whatever.
Hey, yeah, no,
the guys with guns are not enforcing it.
I agree with you there. I just feel like long-term success, because what happens if those people burn out or you know, who knows what kind of tricks they're going to play to push people out? I mean, we'll start having campaign finance reform on the local level here to keep the Free Staters out so that it's only the lawyers who can fill out all the paperwork to keep the third parties out.
Well, that depends on how much the well has been poured. poisoned by those who offend their neighbors. You know,
The
fact is, Free Staters are getting elected because their neighbors are really happy about them, and they like Free Staters, and they're, you know, and it's like, it's not like in Keene where it's like, oh, geez, you know what, a few people will say they like the Free Staters, but a lot of the people that I talk to from Keene are, you know, talk to your buddy Fred, or talk to, you know, whoever these people that
Fred,
you
know. one of the politicians.
Fred's a statist. I mean, the people that don't like the Free Staters in Keene, New Hampshire, are the people that are involved in the system.
Except for
well,
the Republicans.
The best place for you guys to be doing CD, or for anyone to be doing CD, is a place like Keene, where it really is hopeless, where you've got absolute die-in-the-wool statists in the political system. But you do understand, that's not the norm for New Hampshire. The cancer in New Hampshire comes from places like Keene.
Yep. You can live one town over from Keene, and you don't have to deal with the crazy socialist propaganda that they have going on there. You don't have to deal
just
with the incredible
away.
Property taxes.
Run away.
Look, it's not my problem, man.
You
made a mistake moving here.
The trenches, fighting the fight, and you know, fighting the hard fight and making it possible, and that's awesome.
I'm not fighting.
New Hampshire is not a home rule state. It doesn't matter all of that. I mean, your city council matters a lot with respect to your property taxes and zoning, and not a lot else. For example, a smoking ban, it doesn't matter what your city council does. A gun ban, it doesn't matter what your city council does. That is entirely controlled by the state legislature. And the beautiful thing is,
oh, Dennis,
you know,
come on, you don't actually.
For state rep is quite doable.
You don't actually believe that, do you? I mean, the city council just makes up whatever laws they want, and the government courts and government police enforce those. It doesn't matter if the legislator gave them permission or not.
I have lots of historical evidence. In fact, Keene, the city of Keene, tried to introduce a smoking ban. I believe this is now 10 years ago. You'll have to look this up for me. But you know, the long and short of it is the state legislature came down and said, no, you can't do that.
Because they got enough.
A bunch of cases where they've tried gun control at a local level, and you know,
there's
a
guy. Yeah, you're cherry picking here because there's a guy called Kurt from the Danville area in New Hampshire who hangs out on the Free Keene forum a lot. And this is one of those guys that's really into the laws and reading
knows
them and all
stuff
that.
Well.
And so he knows his stuff, and he's found all kinds of examples within the city of Keene's code or charter or whatever the hell it is that they have that he says are clearly something that is not within their purview. That they have they've essentially passed unconstitutional pieces of law in the city of Keene that are being enforced on people, and it's just like
some sort of internet chat room who complains that things are unconstitutional. Color me surprised.
Thanks for the call, Dennis. Out of time. We are going to be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Look, I'm not saying the political system isn't going to be a success with enough people participating, but, man, is it expensive and time-consuming. I highly recommend non-cooperation.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.